Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
I'm coming for you today to seek your approval to sponsor a Sussex County Citizens Corps Council. Basically, the Citizens Corps Council is a group of volunteers throughout the community, throughout the county, that would help coordinate volunteer efforts through training and outreach to assist and work within the communities during times of emergency situations. Now, to better help explain this, the gentleman who oversees the Delaware Citizens Corps Council, Mr. Bob George, is with me, and I'm going to ask him to come forward and do a brief synopsis for you on what the Citizens Corps is all about.
Joe, is there going to be a cost associated with it?
Mr. George can answer that for you.
Absolutely not.
There you go.
First of all, thank you for affording me a few minutes, and it will only be a few minutes to give you a brief overview about something that I think is really important, that is citizen preparedness. I'd like to introduce Mr. Marty McLee, who works with me at DEMA. And my boss was here, Director Turner. I don't know if he stepped out, but he's still here to make sure that I do not go over my time. Citizen Corps, what is it? It's a Department of Homeland Security program where they come out and ask every citizen to get involved in the safety of their own communities. How do we do that? We do that through education. We do it through training. We do it through volunteer programs. At the state level, we establish a state Citizen Corps Council. But just like emergency management, we think it's best, citizen preparedness is best done at the lowest level. So our number one priority has been and always will be to establish local and county councils, number one. Help them develop a community outreach program that will either touch homeland security, community preparedness, or family safety, and then provide them with a sub-grant to help them get up and started. Joe Thomas, although he has plenty to do day to day with limited resources, has stepped up and said, you know, somehow we got to make this work in Sussex County, also at the county level. So he's agreed to sponsor a program. That is the only bureaucratic part of this. The federal government asks that in order to establish a council, it must have a sponsor. The sponsor must be the local emergency management agency, local police department, or maybe even the town. So Joe has stepped up and said that he could do that. We collectively have recruited volunteers that will run the programs. We've already started to think about one of the programs being a program called Community Emergency Response Training. We recognize that in an emergency, in a disaster, that our response capabilities are going to be overwhelmed. So what can we do? We like to provide training free to the citizens so they could take care of themselves, their family, and hopefully their neighbors at a time of need, and we think this is real important. So what was just handed out to you, I know you have enough to read, so we had some very short brochures that give an overview of our programs and many of the other programs that were run. I'm only touching on the council, but there are programs that we'd like to develop under the councils. The Red Book, It's a Disaster, is part of what we hand out to our citizens that is free of training. And
we got
them. And yep. I'm sure you all have a disaster kit, but just in case one of you don't, one of the things that we spend the money on to try to get it down to the lowest level, and that's to our citizens, is a disaster kit. And it's just a starter kit. Again, it's part of some of the training portions of the programs that we do. I'd like to leave this with the council to utilize appropriately.
One looks like.
Yes, sir.
Pass it on down.
Make sure you get it back.
I'm going to look at it first because it'll be empty if it came this way.
Yes, sir.
Tell him to check his pocket.
You ever seen Democrats get into something this big?
I thought earlier we may need that kit, though. But
duct tape, that's perfect for you.
That's the first thing.
We could have used that a little earlier. You should have come up first.
usually, sir, I wrap this duct tape around my head so it won't explode.
Yes, sir. Here. Very good. But really, we're not asking the county council for anything financially at this point. What we hope that you'll see is a progression of programs that deal with citizen preparedness in Sussex County that you feel may be worth supporting in the future. But we're not asking that. We're asking our local councils actually to go out into the business community. And they are stakeholders in our community and partner with them to help continue to offset some of the material and disaster kits that, and some of the preparedness things that we do hand out. It's mostly done with volunteers. Joe will have some oversight over the council. He will have to, but so we're asking if it's okay that we sponsor this program, bring citizen preparedness to Sussex at the county level. I will tell you, we are already in some local towns in Sussex. When we leave here, we're going to Milton. Their local police department there agreed to sponsor a local counselor, and they embrace their community. Most chiefs of police in Sussex do. Doesn't work so good in Kenton and Newcastle, but certainly does in Sussex. They've decided to develop for their outreach program a neighborhood watch. So we're going to go over there and talk to the police and the citizens on how we get that started. At the county level, first, we'd like your support that it's okay to establish this council. And I will tell you, one of the programs that we'd like to start running at the county level is a program called Community Emergency Response Training, and also allow the county council to provide oversight to some of the local councils. And that's all I have, and I appreciate your time, and thank you, and be glad to entertain any questions.
It has a little radio in there, right?
Yes, sir.
Does it come with batteries?
Yes, sir.
If the state has the program, and that program encompasses the whole state, what's added by having the county chapter, so to speak?
Yes, sir. First of all, I think you recognize that maybe the further you get away from the local people, the harder it is to manage a program. What works well in Milton may not work so well in Seaford. So what we'd like to do is get councils that have the ability to develop community outreach programs that touch family safety and community preparedness, but in their towns, because they all may operate a little bit differently. So by having an oversight council at the local level, we feel it would impact it in a more favorable way, instead of a Bob George sitting up at DEMA trying to tell somebody in Seaford or Georgetown how to develop a community outreach program and which one I think is most important.
Would the funding for this come from Homeland Security?
Yes, sir. It comes into the state, into DEMA, and it could be parked anywhere. Delaware decided to park this program in DEMA, and that's where the rest of the Homeland Security grant comes. And we push it all out to our councils and to our citizens.
Are we going to send Joe? Are we going to plan on send a notice out to the towns and that
once this county level core is established, I'm sure they will reach out to the towns and communities.
Yes, sir.
You guys are doing
that's going to be part of what the county council would do, is to help us, recruit towns and cities in Sussex to say, let's establish local councils.
Other associations, those kind of things. Okay.
Why wouldn't you just come to SCAT? I mean, they didn't start it there. That'd be the best place to go.
That would be a good.
For instance, Newcastle County has a county level citizens corps as well as the city of Wilmington. They are sponsored through the government. For instance, the county, Newcastle County Council and the mayor's office, what have you, the town council. So, in order to keep the coordination level at that end, that's why they chose to come to the county council versus going to SCAT Association.
I mean, you still go to SCAT and you hit all the towns in one night.
Oh, yes. I understand what you're saying. I'm sorry. Yes, you're exactly right. Go SCAT meeting and introduce it at that level.
Yep. But they need our endorsement first before they get
involved. We need the county's endorsement to pursue this.
Absolutely.
Council would need to adopt a resolution.
It is not a requirement on our behalf. What we really just need is a commitment from the council that says this is a good thing, we support it, and we're off and running.
Does the council need to appoint representatives to, or how does that work?
No, sir. What we've done is Joe Thomas has agreed to sponsor it as, Sussex EOC, and that's the Emergency Management Connection. Collectively, what we've done is we've recruited a startup council made up of different volunteers from the local area that have from different backgrounds, that have some expertise to start the council up. And probably one of the first questions they'll have at their first meeting would be, do we have the right people on our council? Is it a reflection of our community?
And we're not going to be purchasing with this money Joe, a bunch of these backpacks or whatever they are?
Any purchases made whatsoever will come through the federal grant. So really, the county won't be spending their dollars. It would
right,
be going
but,
through grant.
But let's just say, like that package that just went down here, we're not going to get 10,000 of them and then have to store them.
No.
Put them somewhere.
No, sir. And let me just say, right now, the only reason we teach one of the classes we teach in the CERP program is called disaster preparedness. It tells you the basic things: how to develop an emergency plan, how to develop an emergency kit, what to do if you have to evacuate, and what do you have to do if you have to shelter in place. I personally never felt like I motivated anyone to go home and make a disaster kit. So I had the grant money. I said, I'm going to give them a kit. So every time they go home at night with their family, they look at that kit, and I hope they'll personalize it so they'll have it. So that's how we're using the money. It is associated with a training program that they must come and take, and that's part of that. So we just don't store them or just give them away, and they're for families, not for anything else.
Good.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll need a resolution is what we're going to need.
I think you just need a motion, don't we, Jim?
I would think you do need a resolution.
You do?
Council acts by ordinance or resolution.
Yeah, does support that you want to.
Okay, can you draft us a resolution for next Tuesday?
Yep.
Mr. Griffin?
Okay. We got to make all this legal.
Basically, what I wanted to do was come before you and present it to you and see if the council was in approval to proceed with it. So now we can go to the next level.
I haven't heard anybody speak against it, so I think you might be safe. But until we know next week, I can't tell you for sure.
Yes, sir. I understand.
Both sides.
Thank you.
Thank you. So you'll draft one for next Tuesday.
We'll have it on the agenda for next week.
I'll get it to Joe. I'll get you the resolution by Thursday of this week.
Then, Robin, we have that on agenda next Tuesday. Thank you. Why don't we drop down to 11 o'clock, the public hearing. I apologize for being 40 minutes late, but we need to hold that public hearing, and then we'll come back into the rest of the agenda, if that's permissible.
This is a public hearing on the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District Waters Run. We will begin the public hearing with